Welcome back to a fresh and new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And yeah, I'm back with fresh content and a very tight schedule because I've been able to procrastinate on my recording process for the past couple of weeks. And I always recorded on the night before I had to upload the new episode to my channel. And I don't even know why, but I used to record on the weekends. Now I don't anymore. And I don't even know why. It's usually because I have the feeling that I don't have a lot to talk about. But if I think about it, I do have a lot to talk about, honestly. And there's two things I want to mention today. The first one is, do not dwell on negative emotions and thoughts, for that matter. It's easy to get sucked into this spiral of negativity, of talking badly about situations, people, circumstances, so on and so forth, and also thinking and feeling negatively about yourself. And it is the worst thing to allow negativity to take over your life and to take over your emotions and your thoughts. Your emotions and your thoughts are so powerful, and they are literally what signal to the universe, to God, to people around you, to everything surrounding us, that you are either worthy of all the good, success, fulfillment of your dreams and desires and receiving everything that you want, or they do the opposite and they signal that you're not worthy. And it's all dependent on how you think and feel about yourself and your current life situation. I know it's so hard because things like depression and stress and anxiety can weigh us down tremendously. And believe me, I've been there. I've been in this dark hole for years on end, and I never thought I'd feel the way I do today. I'm not where I want to be yet, mindset-wise, but I'm on the right track. I know that, and I'm making progress, and I'm feeling good about myself. And that's like the best foundation to have. And I've realized that the most important thing is actually to be grateful for where you are right now and to look at things, even though they're imperfect, through a lens of gratitude and through a lens of humble satisfaction. And that doesn't mean that you are not ambitious. It doesn't mean that you're not hungry for more or that you think you have to stay where you're at and there's no potential to develop anymore. It's quite the opposite. Gratitude for where you're at enables you to free up new powers, new motivation, new disciplines and habits and just thought processes and feelings that empower you as you go and as you work towards what you actually want to achieve. So gratitude is really the foundation for success and for a mind that is at peace. So it's really, really important to bridge the gap between your current state and where you want to be mentally. And I promise you, if you start with yourself and with what is within you and what you bring to the table, and actually not just like skill wise, but more so thought and feeling wise, and really the things that happen inside of your soul and inside of the totality of your being. That might sound a little woo-woo, but it's just, if you are aligned within yourself, you will be aligned with the world around you. Or even better, the world will align to you. Like, you are going to be the master or the one who sets the direction and who leads, and everything around you will fall into place. I promise you that. And the second thing I want to mention that is tied to this whole complex is really that I sometimes feel like I, and maybe you feel the same, I am afraid of trying something new or going new ways and experiencing something I am not familiar with yet. And I sometimes close myself off against new things, or I prefer things to stay the same and to maybe not learn something I deem unnecessary, so to say. Or yeah, it's just an example from work where we got the opportunity, I'm gonna frame it that way or phrase it that way, got the opportunity to learn a completely new program for 3D modeling. And I am not at all familiar with 3D modeling, or I haven't been familiar with 3D modeling up until a couple of weeks ago, and we got the opportunity today and yesterday to dive a little more into this program and to just watch some tutorials, try out things within it. And I mean, I don't see myself as a motion designer in the near future, but I kind of noticed that I wasn't as open to learning those skills or getting familiar with this program as I maybe could have been. And I think what personally got in my way is perfectionism, because I'm the type of person who has many interests already, and I'd really, really love to be really extraordinary at so many different things that I'm interested in, and it's really hard for me to just choose one of those areas to focus on and to decide on where I want to go and what I actually want to invest my time in. And it's just a little complex, and it's something I'm personally struggling with because I never feel like I'm an expert in anything. I've done a couple of different things and I'm interested in different things. I'm also hopefully good at different things. So it's a little hard to dive deep on one particular thing. And I think what I thought before working with this program was actually that very subconsciously or unconsciously, I had this idea and this almost expectation for myself to be really extraordinary at this program and to really get amazing at it. And I didn't see the point of just getting to know it on a surface level and maybe trying to work with it, because there are so many different elements to it and so many different things to try out. And I mean, you know, usually as a designer or as a graphic designer, you work in 2D space. Like, you have surfaces, you have pictures, you have different layers of colors and shapes and whatnot that you just stack on top of each other. And that in itself is a challenge in terms of creating something that's aesthetically pleasing. But when it comes to 3D modeling, you take all of these things and you add a third dimension to it. So everything you design has to be thought of as a 3D body that has three different sides, and you have to look at it from all angles. And this program enables you to set in light and cameras and actually motion and color changes, and it can do everything those other programs can do, but it augments it by I don't know how many hundreds of percent, and it combines various different programs in itself already. So each and every one of those single programs is complicated, or let's say complex, and has so many things to offer. And this one is like a whole different level, and it's super interesting. And I'm very, very grateful I got the opportunity to actually dive into it and get to know it on a very basic level. And maybe that was just, you know, a little teaching from life to not always think of things in terms of perfection and aiming for the best and, you know, becoming an expert at something. Sometimes it's okay to just dip your toes in an area and like get to know it a little bit, get to know the basics, and you never know what that's going to help you with or what that is going to be good for. I feel like understanding this program or trying to dive into different functionalities of it makes me first and foremost more grateful for the, I don't want to say simplicity, but yeah, the straightforwardness of working in a 2D environment. And I think it makes it also easier to properly understand other functionalities in the programs I use on a daily basis. So it was an interesting workshop thing, and you can definitely learn something from every kind of situation and every kind of program. Yeah, so let's stay open-minded and let's just simply be grateful for the opportunities we're given and keep a growth mindset and a learning mindset where we focus on the positive. And with that, I want to finish this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate this episode and my podcast wherever you're listening. That would mean a lot to me, and it helps me out a lot. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I'll catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.